Winning, Stephen Miller touts Trump's 95% drop in illegal migrants. By Neil Munro on February 20, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff and former immigration czar Stephen Miller walked into the hostile press room at the White House to celebrate a 95% reduction in the monthly flow of illegal migrants at the U.S. border. President Trump, within days of taking office, cut border crossings 95% and those few who have dared to cross are being either prosecuted or deported, Miller declared to a room full of reporters, most of whom cover the migration issue from a pro-migration perspective. The 95% drop-off happened during the 11th of January, days after Trump was inaugurated on January 20. The criminals are going home. The border is sealed shut. America is safe, sovereign, proud, and free. We are a nation that everyone in the world understands. All across this planet, where, you do not come here illegally. You will not get in, you will go to jail, you will go home, you will not succeed. This is the biggest and most successful change in any area of law enforcement that this nation has ever seen, and he did it in under 1 month.
Thank you.
Miller also jabbed at the media, saying, it is true that many of the people in this room for 4 years failed to cover the fact that Joe Biden was mentally incompetent and was not running the country. There is much evidence that Biden's easy migration policy was largely driven by his border czar, Alejandro Mayorkas, who was backed by an allied network of wealthy investors. The investors gained great wealth as Mayorkas's roughly 9 million southern migrants cut wages, raised real estate prices, boosted consumption, and shrank workplace investment. But that elite-run economic policy was bad for many millions of citizens and voters. And in November it also proved disastrous for Biden's vice president and for the many other constituency groups in the Democrat Party. Miller has been working on immigration issues since at least 2013, when he worked behind the scenes as a staffer for Senator Jeff Sessions, RAL, to oppose and defeat the infamous Gang of Eight amnesty and cheap labor bill. He was an early ally of Donald Trump and has helped to overcome elite support for massive, wealth-shifting migration that moves trillions of dollars from wages into the stock market. Watch the full press event here.